You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
Hand me the law.
And now back in here to help lead us through our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Doing okay.
Good. Thank you, Tone. So, Tony, when we look back to last week, not a red-letter day for any of us. We weren't that good. You know, when I lead the group at 3-2, you know it's bad. And when Bob goes 2-3, you know it's really bad, because that never happened. But, yep, you and Bob 2-3, and I was 3-2. When you look at the games, the Cowboys got all three of us. We fell for it again, and we took them over the Bears, so shame on us. We all correctly had the Ravens over the Bills. Tony, you and I were correct in taking the 49ers over the Saints, which was an absolutely crazy game, and Bob took the Saints in that one. And then I was the only one to correctly pick the Chiefs over your Patriots. And then Bob was the only one to pick the Rams over the Seahawks. So all in all, I was 3-2. You guys were 2-3. That leaves Bob with a three-game lead over you, Tony. Didn't make ground. He's 24-11. You're 21-14, and I'm 20-15. So, still time. But,
still got time, Tony.
Sand's coming out of the hourglass. So you might have to start making some crazy picks here before long if you're gonna keep your title, Tone.
Sounds like that. Sounds like that.
All right, let's get into this week. We're going to start off with the 8-5 Texans going to the 8-5 Titans. Tony, this is, if you can believe it, this is the first time these two teams from the same division are playing each other. They're currently tied for the division lead. They're going to play each other again the last week of the season. So 2 weeks from now, they go right back at it. So who do you like to get a leg up in the division?
I'm not mistaken, the Texans lost against the Broncos last week.
They did.
Which is really confusing because the Texans beat my Patriots the week before. So now they're playing the Titans. I think the Titans are going to beat them. I think the Titans got a great rushing attack. The defense is playing well. Houston, I can't put a finger on them. 1 week they look fantastic, and the next week they don't look like a caliber NFL team. So I'm going to go with the, we'll go with the Titans. And of course, we'll say 27-24. Titans.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
I think Tony's got it right. I mean, Titans, they're going to be at home this week, Chris. And we talked earlier about Tannehill. He's like he breathed some life into those guys. And at 8-5, I mean, if they win this game, it's huge. It's a home game toward the end of the season. I'm with Tony. I like him in a close game. I'm going to say they win 24-20, Tennessee.
Well, that's ironic because I have the Titans and I have them winning 24-20. So when I look at this Titans team, right, four in a row, they won four in a row, guys. And, like Bob mentioned, you know, we're talking about it at the top of the show, Tony. You know, Ryan Tannehill has seemed to have resurrected his career there in Nashville. He's completing 73% of his passes this season, which is insane. And his passer rating is 118.5. That tops in the league. Who would have guessed that from Ryan Tannehill? They're 6-1 since he's taken over. He's thrown 15 touchdowns, only 5 picks. And the defense is playing really well. Like you mentioned a moment ago, Tony, they're ninth in points allowed per game at 19.8. Not a whole lot not to like about what you're seeing from the Titans. And, you know, the Texans, yeah, could this have been a letdown game last week? Yeah, I guess it could have been. But, boy, they sure got blown out in that game. So, you know, Denver really put it to them. So, I'm with you. I got the Titans winning 24-20. Our second game, guys. 7-6 Bears at the 10-3 Packers. Now, Tony, the Bears have, you know, found that somehow, I don't know what rock they looked under or what shell they overturned, but they found an offense last week. They got 31 against the Cowboys. I don't know if they can do it 2 weeks in a row. I don't know. What do you think, Tom? Can they do it 2 weeks in a row and this time up in Green Bay?
He's over 2 weeks in a row. maybe. They beat the Cowboys. I'm just gonna leave it right at that. They beat the Cowboys. Green Bay is a good team right now, man, and they're going down the stretch. They want to play well going into the playoffs. I'm going Green Bay. And are they playing in Green Bay or playing in Chicago? Which one?
Green Bay.
Playing in Green Bay. We're gonna go 37-10 Green Bay.
Wow, there we go. An early Tony Collins blowout special of the week. Good for you, Tone. Bob, what do you think?
I like Green Bay also. As Tony said, I mean, it's going to be very hard for the Bears. When you're playing Green Bay, a good Green Bay team, in December at Lambeau, and what's scary is the Packers, they were a little stale last week, guys. They scored all their touchdowns in the first quarter. They didn't score a touchdown the rest of the game after the first quarter. It's kind of strange. I think they feel a little embarrassed because they struggled at Lambeau against the Redskins. I think they'll bring more of their A game this week. And I think they go to 11-3 after this week and they win this game 30-17.
All right. So, guys, just food for thought. All right, the last 2 weeks, Mitch Trubisky has averaged 300 yards passing. Right, he's completed 75% of his passes. He's got a passer rating of about 116.5. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. Now, albeit, you know, three of those wins are over Detroit twice and the Giants, so they only marginally count. But a win is a win. So not sure what, you know, all of that says, but I think the Bears are going to keep this one close. I'm not saying the Bears win this game. I'm not going that far out on the limb. But when you look at what they've been doing, it's at least been efficient, if nothing else, right? You know, can they stop Aaron Jones in the running game? Yeah, they can do that. And Aaron Jones, he had a nice game last week, 134 yards rushing against the Redskins, but it was his first 100 yard game since week 5. You know, he's going to need to do a lot more of that in order to open up some passing lanes for Rodgers. And surprisingly, guys, I don't know if you look, the Packers are only middle of the road in passing offense. They're only averaging 233 yards a game. That's nothing to, you know, nothing to shout about. Right? And the Bears defense is 4th in points allowed. They're only giving up a shade under 18 a game. So I think the Packers are going to win. I think it's going to be a little lower scoring and it's going to be close. So I'm going to take the Packers 20-17. Our third game, Tone, is the 5-8 Broncos. You mentioned them a moment ago. Right? They go to Kansas City this week. The Chiefs are 9-4. So, Tony, like we mentioned, the Broncos blew out the Texans last week, and they've won 2 in a row since Drew Lock has taken over as their starting quarterback. Can they go into Kansas City and make it 3 in a row?
No, not this week, Chris. You know, Denver played well last week, put up a lot of points. But I think they'll put up a few points this week as well, like playing against Kansas City's defense. But Kansas City's got too much firepower, man. They got too many good receivers. They got a decent quarterback back there, too. So we're going to go 37-27, KC.
They've got a decent quarterback. Wow. Pat Mahomes. Decent. Okay. All right. That's a little Patriot hate still in there, circulating around. I get it, Tony. Bob? Tony Wright?
I think Tony's exactly right. I think Broncos had their day in the sun last week, but when you go into KC, against a good KC team this time of the year, I mean, actually Kelce and McCoy had kind of very pedestrian games last week, even Mahomes too. I mean, I think they're just gonna just explode all over Denver this week. I'm gonna make it my blowout special. I'm gonna say Kansas City wins 37-14.
Again, here's a little more food for thought on this game, guys. Drew Lock has started 2 games, right? He's completed 71% of his passes, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, only sacked once in those 2 games. And the Texans made that game last week look respectable at the end because they got a couple of garbage touchdowns in the 4th quarter. But it was 37-10 going into the 4th quarter of that game. Right? The Chiefs defense 28th against the run, right? So, look, if this were last year and the Broncos had last year's Philip Lindsay, I'd be tempted to take Denver in this game. Now, Lindsay's only had one 100-yard rushing game this season, And this might be a letdown for the Chiefs, just like there was a letdown game for the Texans, right? Texans beat the Patriots, then lose. Chiefs beat the Patriots. Could they be in for a letdown? Maybe. Weather on Sunday in Kansas City, oh, by the way, high of 28, chance of snow. So neither team obviously is a stranger to snow this time of year, right? Denver, Kansas City. But, you know, so look, if I'm going to put my money on a guy in bad conditions and I'm looking at Drew Lock making his third start or that okay quarterback, according to Tony, Pat Mahomes, I'll go Mahomes. So I'm with you guys. I'm going to take KC, but I think it's going to be closer. I like the Chiefs 27-20. Our fourth game is the 8-5 Rams going to the 6-7 Cowboys. So, Tone, do you like the Rams going into Dallas, or can Dallas figure out a way to get things done?
You know what? This is going to be the upset of the week coming up. I know the Rams are playing
upset
football. The Rams are playing really good football right now. The defense is playing well. The offense is clicking pretty good in the last couple of weeks. But the Cowboys are going to win their division. And they're going to win their division by upsetting the Rams this week. 24-23. They're going to kick a field goal. With 3 seconds left to go in the game. And the Cowboys win. They're back to be America's team again.
Wow. Your son-in-law must have done something to you. He must have spiked your drink before tonight's show. Something happened. Get you to pick the Cowboys. I mean, how many times are we going to pick the Cowboys wrongly? Wow. Bob, you going out on the limb with Tony?
I'm going to give Tony a chance to get closer to me now. I'm going to pick the Rams this week. You know, I think at them at 8-5 now, with the great teams in that division and some of the other playoff spots already decided, I think it's a must win. I think it's a big, big game for the Rams, and I think they're at a good place right now as far as health and injuries and things like that. I got to go with the Rams. I'm going to say they pull this out. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, guys. I want to go 34-30 Rams.
All right. So, guys, you know what? Yeah, I'm not picking the Cowboys. And they are a complete train wreck. They've sucked us all in a few different times and only to dash our hope. I think, like Bob and I were talking about top of the show, so much talent on that roster, and it just feels like Jason Garrett has lost control of it. The Rams have been a hard team to figure out as well this season, but they've won 3 of their last 4, including a solid win over the Seahawks last week. And the Seahawks defense was the only touchdown that they scored. They got a pick 6. Outside of that, Rams defense held them down, sacked Wilson 5 times, including 1.5 from Aaron Donald. I think they're going to push Jason Garrett to the brink this week in Dallas. So I think I'm with you, Bob. I'm taking the Rams 31-20. We got one more game to pick before we get to our next guest, Jerry Cooney. We got Jerry hanging online. Wanted to get to him in just a moment. But Tony, our last game is the 9-4 Bills going into my 8-5 Steelers. Tony, how much do you like my Steelers to get a big win Sunday night?
Man, you know what? The Steelers, they're playing really good football. The defense is playing really well. And, I like the young little quarterback they have. And I don't know, I don't think Juice is playing this week. I don't know if he is or not. But they,
no.
You know, they got a Washington receiver over there that I like. And I just think, because it's you, Chris, and I really like you, man, I'm picking the Steelers.
There you go.
I'm picking the Steelers to upset the Buffalo Bills so I can have a lot of junk to talk to Angelo and my Buffalo Bills fans. I can rub their neck in the ground. I'm going with Pittsburgh Steelers. They're saying 27-20 Pittsburgh wins.
There you go, Tony. Bob, Tony Wright?
I think this one might be the best game of the week. I mean, and one of those flip a coin specials. It's really, you look at the points scored, points against, they're very, very evenly matched. I'm just going to give the the advantage to the Steelers because they're home, and I just think they just have to keep up that momentum to be where they want to be in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I like the Steelers, too. I'm going to say Pittsburgh wins 27-20.
Ah, so you're right there with Tony. Same score. All right.
Good.
Well, guys, you know I'm all caught up in Duck Mania with Devlin Hodges. Boy, I just love that guy. All the things he's brought to the Steelers offense. I mean, he's completing 71% of his passes, 16 of 19 last week against the Cardinals. He is what Mike Tomlin was hoping for. He's not killing us, right? He's not giving up turnovers, knock on wood. The Steelers are a plus 12 in the takeaway giveaway ratio. And both of these defenses are near the top of the league in scoring. Bills are only allowing 16 a game, Steelers 18. So, accordingly, I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I think Josh Allen for the Bills is the X factor. He had a strong game against the Cowboys a few weeks ago when he completed 79% of his passes. Then last week against the Ravens, only 44%. He struggles with, completing passes downfield. So, look, if the Steelers defense can compress the field on you, they're going to force turnovers. And Sunday night in Pittsburgh, it's going to be about 25 degrees. Josh Allen's a California kid. Don't think he's going to like it very much. I'm taking my Steelers 20-17. Tone, before we let you go, remind our listeners again about all the great things you do to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org, helping a lot of high school kids go off to college. Go to our website, help us out.
There you go, Tony. You're the best, my friend. Thank you for being here again tonight. We look forward to seeing how we all do next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your
family.
Take care.
Yes, Tony.
God bless, guys. Have a great one.
See you, Tone. All right, we've got our next guest, Jerry Cooney, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Jerry on the other side of this real quick station break.